Are you ready for some football? Are you ready for some starters to play a half? Are you ready to see a football game that's going to be almost like a regular season game? Let's do this thing. This is Bucks Kickoff. I'm Rock Roddy, and I am jacked up. This podcast, every 24 hours before a Buccaneer game, all the way through the playoffs and hopefully to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, Bucks Kickoff will give you the very latest up-to-date, get you fired up for the game. Bucks Kickoff here only exclusively on JoeBucksFan.com. My name is Rock Riley, is presented by our good friends, and they are the best in the business, Bill Curry Ford. You're going to hear plenty about Bill Curry Ford all season long. They are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford and very easy to get to. You all know where Dale Mabry is. You know where Raymond James Stadium is. Well, Bill Curry Ford is just 1 mile north of the stadium. The Curry family, they've been doing this for the past 61 years. Yeah, you heard right, 61. You're in business that long, you're doing it right. And GM Sean Sullivan is the Bruce Arians, he is the Jason Light, and he is the GOAT all in one. Sean Sullivan is always ready to field any questions you may have about buying or leasing or even just fixing your vehicle. Head to BillCurryFord.com, and there's a couple of ways to get a hold of Sean. You can shoot Sean an email, you can call him by phone, or just stop in the showroom and demand to speak to him personally. And here's the great thing about this. Don't forget about that Joe Bucks fan discount. They love Bucks fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. The only place to go, Bill Curry Ford, and it's BillCurryFord.com. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford. And thank you for finally, we will be able to see a game and the starters and see what they can do and then have a week off. And then it's the Dallas Cowboys at Raymond James Stadium. All right, a couple of things. Dave Moore is going to stop by. Dave Moore is now in his 14th year of being the color analyst on the Buccaneer Radio Network, the longtime NFL veteran, Tampa Bay Buccaneer, goes to the Buffalo Bills. The Bucs win the Super Bowl. And then he comes back. But he does a great job with Gene. He breaks it down. So a lot on this one, not a lot, but I really want to focus on, I do want to focus on Tom Brady. That's the number one thing. And I start this off, what do I want to see in this game? The starters are going to go. Arians wants them to go game speed, and I want to see Tom Brady and that first-team offense. I want to see them go right down the field. I want to see them start early. That's what I want to see. I want to see enough of this, all practice, you know, seeing the practices, even seeing them go against the Tennessee Titans during the scrimmages, which was an indication it's still not a game. It is time now. Texans defense, their Lovie Smith, the defensive coordinator, is telling them we got to stop the run and we got to have takeaways, turnovers, takeaways. That's what he preached here. Now, it didn't work out here. I got more on Lovie Smith later on in this show. Dave Moore's going to stop by later on in the Bucks kickoff. But right now, I'm looking over the numbers. Now, the Texans, they stink. However, they're 2-0 in the preseason. It shows you 2, and it doesn't mean much. They did not face the two number one quarterbacks. They've got 7 sacks. They've got like 6 takeaways. So they're going to be trying to strip the ball. They're going to try to be taking it away. Great test. Good test. Good test for Brady in the first team offense. What else do I want to see in this game tonight? Some of the wide receivers, you know, are they going to go with the 4 tight ends? I don't think so. 3. Will it be 6 wide outs? Do you actually have a 7th wide out? I want to see Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson has come on. There's a reason why they picked this guy. They stuck with him. Yeah, I know he came in a little bit heavy in the beginning, and he got down to the weight, but he's looked pretty good. I want to see what he can do in the game and with the ones tonight. Also, Jalen Darden. They have given this Jalen Darden so many opportunities. I mean, as Arian says, his speed jumps off the tape. All right, but you can't just have speed. He's learning. Tyler Johnson is actually, no, Jaden Mickens is another one. But Jaden Mickens, here's a guy, Jalen Darden, that can take his spot. And Jalen Darden, from what I've been under the impression, is he's actually been helping him. The special team, Jalen Darden, look, dude, little number one, they like you. They're giving you your shot. Right when training camp started, and I was there from the beginning, they had the two fields going. And Jalen Darden was with the ones and the twos on the big field, where everybody else that's not coming back that's a starter, they were on field number two, not Jalen Darden. They have given him opportunities. You know what I mean? And even to be the return man. This ain't North Texas, okay? This is a whole different deal, the NFL. He knows that. They're trying to teach and coach him up. But they are giving him the opportunity. And Arian said this week, the return job is his to win. He's got the opportunity. They've already used Jaden Mickens, and they're probably going to try. I would assume you might see Scotty Miller again, or for the first time really returning in this game. It might not be Jalen Darden the entire time. All the practices that I have been to over at One Buck, when they do the special teams drills, when they do the return drills, it's Jaden Mickens, it's Jalen Darden, and it's Scotty Miller. Those are the three. I think Keyshawn Vaughn was used, but mostly it's Miller, it's Jalen Darden, and Jaden Mickens. And hey, man, if you got a good special teams, you got a good return unit, that might be able to get you a win, get you in good field position. I'm serious. You know, it's important. And so let me see what Jalen Darden can do. What else do I want to see in this game? I want to see, honestly, do I want to see O.J. Howard? Tanner Hudson, Arians basically told him that he's got to be able to block. Like, anybody can catch. You know, it's this thing where, you know, O.J. Howard stays late and he works with the jugs machine. And you know what? I love what Arian said. You know what Arian goes? He goes, big deal. You can stay late. That gives you confidence. You're standing there. You know, they move their arms a little bit. The jugs machine shoots the ball out. Boom, they catch it. Boom, boom, boom. They do it. Boom, 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 boom. It's not running at full speed, making your cuts, and also catching the ball with a defender on you. That's what you got to do. And it's the same. And he says, basically, Tanner Hudson, man, you know, he's got to start blocking. He's got to start stepping it up. And Hudson, this week, when he met with the media, said, well, at least he cares about me because he's talking about me. No, I listen, that you can spin that like that. Well, he's criticizing me, but at least he's talking about me. He cares. No. He's shooting it straight. Step it up. Because when Arians talks about Mike Evans, when Arians talks about Godwin, when Arians talks about the GOAT, when Arians talks about, anybody else, it's like, oh, my God. Tryon. He's like, I already talked about enough Tryon. That's how happy that they are with this kid's athleticism. Now, again, it's only practice. It's only preseason. Tryon is going against like twos and threes, but it's there, and he's getting better. And so, you know what I'm saying? So let me see with that. The wide receiver situation with O.J. Howard is he's not ready. He's not ready. And I only want to see guys out there that are ready. You're not going to give up on him again. I'm not going to be all over him because he is coming off an Achilles. Achilles is serious shiz it, okay? And so if he's not ready, he's not ready. Don't put him out there, you know? Or he needs reps, okay. But the guy's been injury prone. I know he's a former first-round pick. You're not going to give up on him. He does work hard, all that jazz. He's got the skills. He might not be ready, honestly, a full go until like midseason. So, okay, if that's the case, then don't, you know, don't get him hurt. Cambray, we're going to see some of Cambray. What do I want to see? Offensive line, run block. And I know it's the entire scheme, run block. Let's get a running game going in this stinking game. All right? It's been a joke. Now, Arian said that the reason why they didn't run in this last game is because the 2 days of scrimmaging, they ran the football a lot. I don't know how much but you know what? I'm a believer in Arians. I am. I think he is a straight shooter. Some think that he does one thing with the media. He's very smart. He's very smart. Very smart. I like him. I think he's a hell of a coach. He has his staff, so he delegates. He really does. He's on that golf cart. When there needs to be something to be said, he's watching all the time. And when there's something that needs to be said, he steps in and he does it. He'll call the player over. He'll make a motion. You ran the wrong route. You did this, or you didn't go get to him this way. You know, Joe from Joe Bucks Fan had a great point this week on Joe Bucks Fan, where the Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, Buccaneers.com, they've got a video out on the Buccaneers official website, and it's Coach Arians mic'd up. And I actually thought the same thing, and Joe wrote it down on Joe Bucks Fan. It makes him look like he's just such a like nice fatherly uncle figure, and he's joking with the guys, and he's joking all the time, and he's mic'd up, and and I was like, wow, I don't see him joking, like laughing this much with the guys when I'm there all the time. And then there's another side of him, you know, where he'll let you know. Jason Light, Joe brought found an interview that Jason Light did, where he's been on these guys even more in this camp. They're not resting on their laurels. So, you know, you can edit video and put out on the internet exactly what you want. And Buccaneers.com made it look like he's just a fun-loving guy, nice guy, supporter. And that ain't all. You know, he's going to let you have it. But as far as the offensive line, Alex Kappa is in possible danger of losing his starting position to Aaron Stinney. And Arians mentioned that this week as well. Like, that competition isn't as close as you may think. That Alex Kappa. Now, Alex Kappa played well into that second preseason game. He is coming off a broken ankle. You can look at it two ways. Either he needs work, or you're playing that long, you might not be the starter. Aaron Stinney has come on. He's done pretty well. So, you know, that's something to look at. Let's see who plays tonight. Arians also did mention this week, real quickly, Josh Wells, Nick Leverett. Leverett is that guy. We interviewed him after the game in the media room. It wasn't an interview. I mean, he stands up at the podium. And I was fortunate enough to qualify to actually get in on that after these post games. And he came in. And he's like, I'll do anything. And that's what you need to do to stay in this game. When you're kind of on the ball, you need a guy or two like that that can play different positions on the line. So Leverett has had a really good camp. He stood out. And when they keep bringing him out, that means they know what's going on. So Leverett, Josh Wells, Aaron Stinney, and Alex Kappa still coming off the ankle. Bottom line is protect the GOAT and get the running game going. And I got more on the running game in a little bit. Now, of all the people that have come through camp that are not here on a day-to-day basis, some of the experts, I've got a couple of interviews that I'll be playing on Bucks Kickoff presented by our friends at Bill Curry Ford 24 hours before every single game. And they all just marvel. It's like, it's Brady, it's something else. Now, I thought this was very telling. Joe wrote about it on JoeBucksFan.com. I've got the audio here. This is courtesy of SiriusXM NFL Radio. This is the GOAT being very honest. A lot of times when Brady, it might be in Arians, and they'll do an interview other than the same old Zoom, the same old with the same questions of the same local beat writers that they see every single day. Sometimes they do an interview and they might give a little bit more. And I think this is the case with Tom Brady. Now, again, this is courtesy of SiriusXM NFL Radio admitting to the struggles of coming back off the surgery at 44 and dealing with the heat here and being kind of honest. Okay, and if you didn't hear this, here we go. This is the GOAT, Tom Brady.
That I had knee surgery. So I had a, it was a tough off season, you know, just in terms of the rehab. Anytime someone goes through surgery, the rehab process, there's nothing easy about it. You have to get through it. But I feel like I'm really just now kind of feeling, not from a rehab standpoint, but a football standpoint, like, you know, my legs are feeling bouncy and, you know, ready to go. My arms feeling live. And, you know, I think that's the hard thing when you miss time and you don't continue to train the way you're capable of training. It's tough because, you know, your body just wants to, you know, it feels like, okay, I get time off, you know, and then when you get your body going again, it's hard. Your body's like, no, we're not working out. We're chilling, you know, and I'm trying to get it going. It just doesn't want to do it. So, you know, I've had to push through some different things and even the early part of training camp, just getting my legs under me, getting my football legs. You know, again, when it's 95, you got pads on and a helmet. I mean, and your reading coverages and the mental strain and the day after day and the sleep. And then, you know, it's just a lot of football conditioning that needs to happen. Even for someone who's been doing it as long as me, it's always a challenge. I think that's why I love the sport. It's a continuous mental, physical, emotional challenge. You have to bring it every day. And not only you, but you got to figure out how to get your teammates there with you. And I have a great group of teammates that bring it every day. And I want to be accountable to them, and I want to be the best I could be for them. And it motivates me to show up every day and work my tail off.
That's why tonight in this, or well, 24 hours before this game against Houston, that's why I want to see this first team offense with all the weapons, everybody get up to game speed and get ready. You don't want to be able to just try to flip the switch when it's opening night against the Dallas Cowboys. I know on paper they should be able to destroy Dallas. I know even though Dak Prescott supposedly is full go and all that crap, but I don't go about on paper. I go about real. And this is a damn new year. Every team is going to bring it, and they are going to give their stinking best. And so I really want to see, and I want to see Rojo, and I want to see playoff Lenny, and I want to see Giovanni Bernard on third down. He also does a hell of a job at pass blocking. Not a lot of people know that or give him credit. They know that he's got great hands. He's good out of the backfield. He's a damn good runner as well. He at least looks like that. But I want to see this. Also, a little Keyshawn Vaughn. Keyshawn Vaughn right now seems to be really making his mark on special teams. But with a long season, you know you're going to be able to have to count on him. And so that's what I want to see in this game tonight. All right, a couple of other things here. How about I bring on, before I do that, let me just, again, once to let you know, I know this is, we're new, this is preseason, this is our preseason. I'm working through this too, man. This podcast, Bucks Kickoff, is brought to you by Bill Curry Ford. You will hear me mention and talk about Bill Curry Ford all season long. They are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford, 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. So you can't miss it. You know where Raymond James Stadium is, so they're right up the road. The Curry family is there like they've been there for the past 61 years. That is consistency. GM Sean Sullivan is the man. Sean is always ready anytime to take your questions. If you're looking to buy, if you're looking to lease, or maybe it's just you need your vehicle fixed, go to BillCurryFord.com and easy ways to get a hold of Sean. You can shoot him an email. You can call him by phone. You can stop in the showroom and say, hey, man, I'm here. Who are you? I'm a Joe Bucks fan. Rock told me. Just a man, Sean Sullivan, and Sean will come. He will come out and he will meet with you personally right there. Also, don't forget about, and this is great, the Joe Bucks fan discount. Who doesn't want a discount? Especially when you're looking for a vehicle. So they love Bucks fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty, nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. Go to BillCurryFord.com. All right, I always like to bring on a guest I'm going to try my best each week to give a little different perspective, not only what I'm seeing. We're also going to add here, we're going to go around the NFL on Bucks kickoff today, too. I'll be doing that on some of the key matchups, just real briefly, or what I've been seeing and hearing all week long. All right, it is time now to bring on Dave Moore. Dave Moore with Gene Deckerhoff. He sees every Buccaneers game. He is a former Buccaneer. He's in on meetings. He has some insight. Here we go. You ready? This is time for my man.
The great Dave Moore. Dave, you've done these games. You know this team. What do they have to do, biggest thing for you, to get back to the dance, Dave?
Well, the starters need to go out and play with the same intensity they finished the last season with. So this, without preseason last year, they didn't have an opportunity to get any of that live action. So the key is to get out there, get in and out of the huddle, be crisp, move the ball offensively, do a good job on defense with their gaps and responsibilities. Live action and get out of the game healthy, and then work on getting some depth, developing depth with a lot of these young guys, because they didn't have that luxury last year and the guys had to learn on the fly.
Now, what about for like the whole season though? Once you start the regular season, because Simeon Rice is like, you have to have the will to win like even more, and it's got to be consistent. What's the biggest thing in your mind that you think?
Well, as a player, and you hear Brady and Gronkowski talk about it all the time. Like, that was last year. They won a Super Bowl. That's awesome. But you can't come in with the mentality that you've won. You have to come in with the mentality that you are starting at the bottom like you did last year. You're not going to sneak by anybody because everybody's going to be after you because you won last year. So you have to go with the mentality as if you're completely starting over from the bottom. The good news is you're ahead of where you were last year because Brady knows the offense and, you know, you're getting the opportunity to play preseason games. But you have to have the mindset that it's going to take more work than it did last year because you're not going to win games on what you've done in the past. It's only what you're building now.
And my last one, you played. Can you imagine what it would be like to play with a guy that is the GOAT? And, you know, he still has it, obviously, everything, and he knows the game. But what, you know, they seem to want it. They don't want to screw up with him. As a player, what is it like?
Well, I tell you, I've said it several times on the radio last season is, you know, the guy's played for 20-plus years. Last year, he's got 7 Super Bowl rings. He's been to 10 of them. I don't care if I was in my 15th year, whatever came out of the guy's mouth, I was going to listen to. If you're Donovan Smith, you don't want to give up a sack to Tom Brady. So it gives that little extra. And if you're the defense side of the ball that stepped up huge in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, well, that's who you have on the other side that you're trying to get the ball back for. So it's the intangibles. It's the stuff you can't teach. It's that extra energy and will because of what you believe that you have and are part of because of what he brings and his experience. So that's something that, you know, I think it's underestimated sometimes, the impact that he has on the guys around him just because of what's on his resume and his consistency and the way he's done it. Better than anybody that's ever played the game.
Dave, you're the man. You and Gene have a great year. And with fans, how cool is it? Doesn't it feel great?
It's great. It's great. And hopefully, you know, we can come out and win some games early because so many people didn't have an opportunity to come and see it in person last year. So it'll be fun for sure.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, bud.
All right. Now, thank you, Dave. Appreciate that, man. This is Bucks kickoff. And I don't know if you can tell, but we're doing that in person, and we're both talking through masks. And I've got to bring this point up right here now on the COVID situation, the protocols. I'm going to tell you something that I don't think anybody has brought up in the NFL anywhere. Now, I'm sure you heard about all the Tennessee Titans that got COVID being in Tampa. Vrabel was the first one I think that we heard about. He woke up with a sore throat on Sunday. And he had a headache and an earache, a headache. And so he knew, I got to go get tested. So he drove to the facility. They were back. They flew back. All right. He didn't feel anything while he was here. But when he woke up on Sunday morning, they played on Saturday night. They flew back. He wakes up. He's got, okay. He goes to the facility, gets tested. He said he sat in his car because he kind of figured he might have it and he didn't want to infect anybody else. He went, got the test. Boom. He got a second one, boom. Both were positive, and then he drove home. And then during the week, more and more Tennessee Titans, including Ryan Tannehill, all tested positive. So then we find out that Ryan Succop, who's not going to be kicking in this game tonight, we'll see this kid out of Miami. He's got the big big foot. Let's see. I hope he nails a couple of them. You just never know with kickers. But anyway, Ryan Succop went out to dinner and with some Tennessee Titans players that were friends of his, and they were at the same dinner table. It was indoors. They were vaccinated, and according to the reports that they were vaccinated, and then Ryan Succop got it. Okay. Here now, I have gotten some information that there are some NFL players that are having their doctors write off and write cards that they got the vaccine so that they can show their team. I'm not getting into any specifics. I'm not saying any specific team, or I don't know specific players. This is what I have been told. So my whole point on this thing is it's going to be a factor all season long. There's going to be some breakouts. Now, when it comes down to football, what most of you fans care about, wins and losses, is if the player is not vaccinated, then he's going to have to sit out longer. But I'm telling you that when you hear a team is 100% or 92%, we don't know for sure. And I would not put it past some doctors that are star blankers, that they take care of these NFL players. NFL players may even, I don't know what favor, but I wouldn't put it past. There's going to be ways around to beat the system. There's always ways in life, and you just don't know. But if a player gets it, it comes through that building. Like, look at Tennessee. There's the outbreak. They can't play in the game. You forfeit. You lose. You may lose a game or two. I think that's why Arians, if you notice, if you have been following this week, he's like, I don't care. There's NFL rules. There's my rules. For this trip, going to Houston, they're not going to be allowed to leave the hotel. Sorry. That's it. Are all the Buccaneers going to buy in like they did last year? They sacrificed. They just went to the facility. They did their work. They went home. They didn't go out. They didn't go to clubs. They didn't party. They didn't sneak out. That's why they didn't have the cases. That's why. That's part of it. That's part of the deal now in order to win a Super Bowl. You have to have guys that are willing to sacrifice all year. It's a long year. They sacrificed all last year with the protocols. And are they all going to be buying in and doing it again? I don't know. We're going to find out. But the Dallas Cowboys, they had a COVID outbreak. And Arian says he doesn't give a damn. Vaccinated, not vaccinated. You are not leaving the hotel. These are my rules. Let's see. Let's hope that the Buccaneer players are on the up and up, and let's hope that they abide by the Arian rule. The Arian rule. That's what we're going to call it all season long here on Bucks Kickoff. The stinking Arian rule. But just keep that in mind, all right, that some of these players are circumventing the system. I don't think it would surprise you. Does that surprise you? I don't think it should surprise any of us. All righty. I'm going to get into the Houston Texans here in just a minute. We'll go around the NFL, and it's going to be a little bit different. By the way, we know that Arians wants to get to game speed, and the starters are going to play at least a first half. It's not going to be the same thing with the Houston Texans and their new head coach, Culley. They've actually got a rep count. I think Joe might call it pitch count. They got a rep count for guys that are on the bubble that need to make this team. And there's a lot of evaluation still going on with Houston. They're in a whole different ball game than the Bucks. Bucks bring back all of their starters. There are more than four dozen new players on this Houston Texans roster. Four dozen. How about that? What a difference. There ain't no Deshaun Watson. That whole situation is a mess. So they're going to use, they got to hit a certain, they've got a number, rep number, for evaluation. And depending on the ebb and flow of the game, they're going to try to get, they still have to evaluate for their roster. So this is an opportunity for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, to just bring it with the starters and let's get ready for that opener against the Dallas Cowboys. Are we ready? Let's do it. Now, again, if you just look on paper, the Houston Texans, that's why the casual fan, I know it's not you as a Joe Bucks fan. You are not the casual fan. But don't you notice how the casual fan, what the hell's going on? The Bucks are 0-2. No, you do want to start getting that feeling of winning. I mentioned it in the last podcast. I would like to see that. I want to see them come out with a W and on the road. But it doesn't count. The Houston Texans beat the Packers on the opening game 26-7. The Texans also beat the Dallas Cowboys 20-14. So they're 2-0. But they haven't seen Dak Prescott. They weren't up against Aaron Rodgers. The Texans, by the way, are going to open their regular season against the Jags. The Jags announced Trevor Lawrence as the starter. Pickley Prisco of CBSSports.com. Pete Prisco, in all seriousness, I know Pickley Preet, that's what Joe calls him. He came out with a report on CBS Sports that there are some Jaguars players that are unhappy with Urban Meyer. I just think that it's a whole different, it's so different for Urban Meyer. He is a control freak. Apparently there's one of the staff has a microphone, kind of like a bullhorn, and yells out, hydrate, hydrate, onto the next drill, onto the next drill. NFL players don't like that crap. It's like Shiano, toes on the line, toes on the line. Blah, 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 blah. That's college. Like these are grown ass men. They don't take to this. Even if your team has sucked, and you have no right to you know say, oh, what's he know? Yeah, I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a long, long year in Jacksonville. But anyway, let's get back to the Houston Texans. All right, so Deshaun Watson, he said the 22 civil lawsuits against him. Accusing him allegedly of sexual assault. They were looking to try to trade him. They can't now because he's damaged goods. You don't know until this investigation is done. So he's got to go. He goes to practice. Did you see the video the other day where he's looking over? He goes, why are you still doing this shit? Taping me. It's the same shit every day. Why? I'm walking off. Like he's pissed. They're pissed. So this is a chance, too, for the Buccaneer defense. Now, you know what? When it's a preseason game, even though it's preseason game number 3 and they want to get up to game speed, they're not going to be laying the wood because it doesn't count. Offensively, that's timing. Yes, you got to block, but you got to have the receivers run the right routes. You got to do the right blocking scheme. You got to be on the same page. You got to get rid of the ball at the right time. So I'm more really wanting to see the offense. The Buccaneer defense, again, they're not going to go all out, but you should be able to feast on the Texans in this game. Also, there was a safety this week, Justin Reed, and from the Texans, and he said, bring on Brady, bring on the GOAT. That's fine. That's good. You saw what happened last year. Remember, bring on the Bucks. Bring on the Bucks. Beautiful. I like that attitude. They got a change in their defense. They have a whole new defense. They did have 7 sacks and 7 turnovers in their preseason wins. But again, not against Aaron Rodgers, not against Dak Prescott. This is going to be the GOAT, and I'm assuming it's going to be Blaine Gabbert. And maybe we'll, I don't know. I would think we'll see a little Trask, right, in mop-up duty. I'm not so sure Ryan Griffin. Lovie Smith, his emphasis has been on stopping a run and takeaways. Gap, sound defense, 11 guys to the ball. This is what Lovie's been preaching, from what I understand, what I'm hearing in all of their team meetings. He did the same thing when he was here. You can say all that. But anyway, they're going to try stripping the ball. They're going to try for picks. They're going to try for it in this game. In two games, that's all I got to go on. In two preseason games by the Texans, they have been fourth best in all the NFL in stopping the run. Lovey was not happy with their third down conversion defense against the Cowboys. The Houston Texans offense struggled with the Cowboys' blitz work last week. Now, the Cowboys were still bringing – they were bringing some blitzes. And the Buccaneers, Todd Bowles, he's not – I don't think there's any need. There has been more scheming. Now, this was – this week over at One Buck, it was back to as if it was a regular season game. They had some installs where they were actually installing – and trying to game plan for the Houston Texans. You got to get ready for that for the regular season. A walkthrough. They haven't had any of that at training camp. They did that this week. The time was different. They came to the facility as if it was a regular season game. I don't expect top. Maybe Bowles will throw in a blitz, but I'm not so sure. Tyrod Taylor, Justin Britt, who is their center, Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback, because, you know, you don't have Deshaun Watson. They were both saying, Justin Britt was saying this week, he was like, whoa, we weren't ready for a blitz. We hadn't seen a blitz all preseason in camp, in any of the practices, or in the game. Britt said it's his first year in this offense with this blocking scheme. So, again, they have got to get used to that. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that Todd Bowles will dial up a blitz in this bad boy? It is the same offensive coordinator for the Texans. It is a new head coach in David Culley. Watch this running back, Philip Lindsay. He did have two Pro Bowls with the Broncos. He was down last year. He was saying this week that the running schemes that they have in this Texans offense is a running back's dream. But it's just four dozen new players. They were four. They fired Bill O'Brien last year after the 0-2 start. They were 4-12. It's a whole new scheme, and I just think that this is not a very good team at all. So let's go, Bucks. It's time. It's time for you to bring it in this game. This podcast, Bucks Kickoff, before 24 hours exclusively on Joe Bucks Fan, is presented by Bill Curry Ford. And you're going to hear me talking Bill Curry Ford all season long. Tampa Bay's first family of Ford, 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. Curry family is there like they've been there for the past 61 years. Yep, you heard me right. I said 61 years. And GM Sean Sullivan is the Brady, is the Jason Light. Sean Sullivan is the Bruce Arians all in one. He's always ready to field any questions you may have about buying, leasing, or fixing your vehicle. Head to BillCurryFord.com. That's the website. Very easy. BillCurryFord.com. Shoot Sean an email, call him by phone, or just stop in the showroom and demand to speak to the GOAT himself. And don't forget about the best part of all this, the Joe Bucks Fan discount. Make sure when you go to Bill Curry Ford, you're looking, say, I'm a Joe Bucks Fan discount. Give me Sean Sullivan. Rock Riley told me. They love Buck fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It is BillCurryFord.com. Before I go around the NFL, some of the things that I've been seeing and hearing. Now, the one thing that I think it's got to be bothering the Bucks is drop balls. This one I don't understand. You know what? No. Here's what I'm a glass half full guy. All right. I go into situations with the glass half full. I'm going to look at it like it was the beginning of training camp. It's the first two preseason games. There's been some drops. It's hotter than hell, and you're coming off the Super Bowl, and you're saying that we're going to be a new season and all this, but human nature is, that's my glass half full, all right? That's how I'm going to look at it. That glass half full, the Rock Riley beer glass from Big Storm Brewing, the one in Clearwater, which I frequent, the Brimosa, is going to be half empty if they drop balls in this game here against the Houston Texans. Stop it. It's over. You got the GOAT in the first team. You're going to be playing the Cowboys. Let's stop it right now. It's got to be a lack of concentration thing. Let's frickin' stop that right now. All right? And that's what I want to see, and that's what I've been saying. Of all the practices that I've seen just a few. I don't think it's that much of a big deal. When there's a drop, it's going to be magnified. But we've seen him in games. We've seen him in preseason games. So freaking stop the drop balls. I got a Joe Tryon story, and I meant to mention this to you, what I've seen. This is my what I've seen and hearing. So after the first Bucks preseason game, they have an interview room set up. The Bucks really are so tired. They were hoping they wouldn't have to do Zoom this year. The players don't like it. Coaches don't like it. But who likes it? But anyway, so they have a little room set up. And if you're on the list, you get to go in there. You got to be vaccinated, of course. And you get to go in there and you can ask a question or two and you sit back there and they're up on the podium. Same room that they've had for years at Raymond James Stadium. So after these preseason games, they'll bring out, you know, like the first preseason game, they brought out what's the backup quarterback, the number two guy's been around a long time. Okay, we did get Kyle Trask. Preseason game number two, it was Ryan Griffin. And then they bring in some guy, Nick Leverett, Grant Stewart with the hair. When he puts that thing back up, and it's bigger than a man bun. It's a humongous bun. And the hair. And he's another guy that's going to be playing back in his hometown. You know what he told us? He had an apartment right next to, he could walk his dog at the stadium that he's going to be playing in. And he would look at that thing and go, one day I'm going to play in that. I'm going to play in that. How about that? So he's going back to not only his hometown, but he lived right there. He walked his dog right there at the stadium. Now, he's not going to be able to visit with family with Arians' rule. Jalen Darden's going back. He's got 20, 25. He's not going to be able to visit with his family. Again, the Arian rule is these protocols are going to be just like we were last year. We don't want to have a forfeit, man. We don't want an outbreak. Take that shit out elsewhere. So he's not going to be able to see his family. But this, he's another guy that's kind of on the bubble. He's done pretty well. For Mr. Irrelevant, it's very rare that Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick of the draft, makes the team. He's got a shot. It's an outside shot. But he's got a shot. But let me get back to my story. So they bring out, and what I've noticed is, after these preseason games, these guys that are on the bubble, these guys that normally are not interviewed, they will continue to keep talking. And the Bucks PR staff is looking like, all right, you can wrap it up. Where the veterans that have been interviewed so much and they've been on the stage, they're looking for that. All right, one more question. We'll take one more. They're loving that. All right, thanks, guys. Boom, they're gone. But these guys, like Grant Stewart, he keeps talking. Even Nick Leverett was talking about all the positions that he's playing. He'll do anything. They're just so happy to actually be interviewed. They're in the spotlight. Maybe I got a chance. I got to make this team. You know what I mean? It's funny to see. There's an exception. And that's why I think he's got the it factor. And this is, obviously, I'm talking about Joe Tryon. Okay? Here's what I've noticed. I'm watching all these draft picks and young guys, and they're wide-eyed. Joe Tryon has got the physical tools. It's off the charts. Now, again, we're going to see when they start scheming and blockers and these guys that have been in the NFL a long time. We all know that. It's going to be a whole different ball game. So pump the brakes. He's built like a brick shit house. Some of the players have said, what about Joe Tryon? They go, look at him. Have you seen him? Have you seen his six-pack? I know Sapp says, built like Tarzan, you can play like Jane. So I get all of that. But number one, he looks the part. Number two, he has shown speed. His get-off is so stinking quick. He's going to have to learn moves. He's already been learning. He's really been a nice addition. He really has. And I think he's going to be a good one. Now, here's my other factor, the it factor. So what they do is when one player is talking after a game, they already bring in another young player, and that player will sit in a chair near the door. And then when like, say, Grant Stewart or Leverett was talking, now it's Joe Tryon's time. When Joe Tryon, and when the other players are there, they're watching. They're kind of like listening. They're listening to the player before him that's taking questions and answers, and you're in front of media like this, and, you know, you're being recorded. It's going to be on the all over the world, you know, and you know, and they're watching. They're watching. Joe Tryon comes in, and it's not a cockiness. It's almost like super, like he was on his phone. He wasn't even looking. He wasn't even listening. He was just, and then I saw him grinning. Like he was just going through his phone and being amused. Like this is, and this was after his first NFL game. I'm not saying it's don't get me wrong on that. Don't take this wrong. It's not like it's lackadaisical. It's not like it's cocky. It's just like he has that sense like he's been on the big stage before, but yet he hadn't. I want to give you an example. Perfect segue. I'll never forget this. This is Evan Longoria, who was a star with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. For you guys that aren't baseball fans, Evan Longoria came up fast. He played at Long Beach, the Dirtbags, I think they call themselves. And it wasn't like he was a high prospect. He went to what's called the Cape Cod League in baseball. If you're in college and you're good and you get a chance to go to the Cape Cod League, you go. Number one, it's a wood bat league. And it's in Massachusetts. It's like a really cool setting. Families take you in, but the competition is really good. And Evan Longoria just crushed it with a wood bat one of the summers from college, and that's where you turn eyes. That's where scouts will notice. If you hit good pitching with a wood bat with good competition in the summer, Cape Cod League is about as good as it gets. Boom, you're destined. And that's what catapulted him into the eyes of the scouts. So here's my story. If you don't know, I used to be a TV anchor and host of a show, Sports Connection, nightly for 14 years. I was there 18 at Bay News 9 in Tampa. It's a regional cable, 24-hour sports news, weather type thing. And we had a live show. And what we would do is we had a deal with a limo company. That's the way to get your guests, man. And we would limo in the guest, and they would do a sit down interview for 10-15 minutes. It was like a half hour show every night, live every night. So we had a good relationship with the Rays, the Bucks, the Lightning, and when they would have somebody come in and something that the like a big, you know, and so when they had their press conference for Evan Longoria, he's now called up to the big leagues. They do the press conference at Tropicana Field. They have the jersey, the photo op. He takes questions from the media and a lot of pictures. And it's like, all right, our draft pick, here he is. Number one, he's made it. He's out of Durham. He's made it to the bigs. So on that night, usually, I would talk to the PR guy and we would limo him over and he would come on my live Toyota Sports Connection show. But the Bill Curry Ford Sports Connection show, baby. Bucks kickoff show. So anyway, they would come over to the Sports Connection. Evan Longoria comes over. Very nice. Ask him a couple of questions. He had that like California cool to him. You know what I mean? Not cocky, but just like, you know, just carried himself like the California cool. So he does the interview with me. Fine. Blah, 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 blah. That was it. Next spring training, I was on the field and I was coming across the field and Evan Longoria was walking by me. Now it's only spring training. And I say, hey, Evan. And he does not remember me. That's fine. These guys, they meet so many people. And I say, Rock Riley. You did our TV show. You know the night that you had the press conference that they flew you into Tampa and then we limoed you over and you did our live TV show? Remember that big day when you were there? And you know what he said? I swear to God. He goes, oh, no, I don't remember, man. I don't. And he just went over to third base and was taking grounders. And I'm like, he's a superstar. Like when you're 22 years old and that is your big night, I can kind of see it from Joe Tryon. He, even though it was his first NFL game, He gets his first sack. He's going to talk to the media for the first time. He was just on his phone scrolling through. And then it was like, all right, Joe, you're up. Oh, okay. And it was like, what was it? It was no big deal. You know, it's still football. So it's just a little, he's got like an it factor. No moment is going to be too big for him. But again, do not take it wrong. It's not cockiness. Oh, he is a little bit of a trash talker too. Because on one of the mic'd up segments that I saw when he was mic'd up in the first game, when he manhandled the block, the offensive, it was either an end or a guard. And he goes, this is easy. This is easy. And I'm like, wow, maybe he is a little bit on the cocky side. But I don't mind it. If you talk the talk, you better be able to walk the walk. And so far, so good. That is my Joe Tryon story and what I have noticed. All righty, time to go around the league a little bit. Why don't we do that a little bit? What about the New Orleans Saints? Now, I got to say, with the Jameis Winston, and I know that there's a ton of interest, wow, wow, wow. The response and the performance by Jameis. Hey, nobody said that Jameis doesn't have a good arm. Nobody's ever said that Jameis isn't athletic. Nobody ever said that Jameis is a Heisman. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. I was on the field at Pasadena for that whole end of that FSU national championship game against Auburn. I saw it down low. 85, 90,000 fans standing. There was no sitting. I was at that game. I was also at the semifinal game the next year when Marcus Mariota and Oregon, they were moving so fast, their pace on offense, that the chain gang could not keep up. I'm serious. But I was there. I saw Jameis. I walked behind him all the way into with our cameraman, J-Mac, into the locker room. I was amazed down on the field, the size of Jameis. The moment wasn't too big. Look, he's the number one overall. He's the number one pick for a reason. But, let's wait and see. Let's see if he has changed with his decision-making, with his getting rid of the ball right, going through progressions fast, hitting the right man. Let's see. I don't have anything against Jameis. I wish him well. I just don't believe he's a quarterback that can win you the Super Bowl. Jameis, good luck to you. You were fine. You were fine here. There was no problems. Teammates liked Jameis. But those were some beautiful throws on those touchdowns. I give it up to him. I give it up to him. But it's just, oh my God, man. And, you know, something from, a couple of things. Peter King's Tom Brady. It's still on his Monday morning from last week. You can check it out. Very, very interesting. And also, he was able to talk with Sean Payton, and he saw when it's time to get on the bus for the game, and there was one seat that would be next to him, and it was Drew Brees, and Drew Brees was there every single game for all those years. And Sean Payton texted, I guess, Drew Brees and before this preseason game and said, like, I miss you. Or either that or he thought it. He told that to Peter King. He's like, damn, I miss Sean Payton because I'm used to that. So let's see how it all shakes out. Taysom Hill, I would think Jameis is going to be the starter. Payton didn't want to announce it this week, but just slow it down. Just slow it down a little bit with the Saints and Jameis. And good for him. He looked really, really good. And what Sean Payton also said, when he misses with Drew, he misses the two-minute offense with Drew Brees' command of the offense, his decision-making, and his accuracy. Jameis is not Drew Brees. He's got the stronger arm at this point, but again, it's not all about just arm, you know? I mean, what's his name? Jeff George would still be in the league if it was just arm. Tom Brady to Peter King. I'll know when it's time if I'm not at championship level. I believe that. I don't think he's going to stay if he's not still the GOAT. You know, all the time that he puts in, I think I told you guys this on the last podcast, he told the Bucks PR staff, like, look, I've got my schedule. He's very rigid. Just follow my schedule. I'll do what I can to help you. And everybody calling the Bucks that played with Tom, hey, I know Tom. Hey, I want to speak with Tom. Oh, I got to do an interview on my podcast. I got to get Tom. I played with Tom. Tom knows me. Bucks are like, look, if we said yes to everybody that knows Brady or played with Brady, we'd be here all, you know, we would never get anything done. So Brady has his, he expects to be the best of the best, and we're going to wait. We're going to see. Father Time is undefeated. It's eventually going to take down Brady. I don't think it's going to be this year. One other thing, too, Leftwich was talking about. Brady and Ryan Griffin both said the same thing. So it must be something the Leftwich. I noticed when Ryan Griffin was doing his interview the other day, and he's like, it's a very simple game. It's a beautiful game, but it's a very simple game. But it's also a very hard game. And Ryan Griffin mentioned that two times. I'm like, where's that coming from? Where is that coming from? And Brady, when he was doing his interview with Peter King, he said the same thing. So this must have come from Leftwich, because Ryan Griffin said it and Brady said it. Or did Griffin get it from Brady? But Brady said that Leftwich said something that stuck with Brady. It's a very simple game that's so hard to execute. It's an imperfect game that you're trying to do it perfectly as possible every game, and it's almost impossible to do. But, and that, take it for what it's worth, but Brady is always trying to be as good as he can be, as perfect. I'm not giving you anything new, but I don't think we've talked as much about it. You know, we're always talking all the third cornerback. Are they going to keep, you know, four tight ends? And what about the running game? Who's going to come out of the tunnel? Is it going to be playoff Lenny? Is it going to be Rojo? What about Alex Kappa and Stinney? Are we going to get a return game? What about the drops? But you know what? It's just taken for granted. I don't take the GOAT for granted. I don't. His arm, and he even said this in Peter King's interview, his arm feels great. It's great. And he's able to use that knee. But he's got the brace on. So let's just tell. That's what I'm saying. Blocking scheme, block for the GOAT. Because he gets rid of it quick. You don't have to have too long. Just block for him. All right, time now to go real quickly. This has gone a little longer than I thought, Bucks kickoff. But you know what? We'll go around the NFL. I mentioned the Saints. The Dallas Cowboys, that's going to be the opener. A lot of attention on that. Have you seen any of the... I've seen bits and pieces. The ratings for Hard Knocks, by the way, are not what they used to be. And I think... I won't say that time has come and gone for Hard Knocks. I will just say that we have so much more internet access of so much stuff anymore that I don't know. Is it much watch TV for you? There's two episodes that I really haven't seen. I've seen bits and pieces. I love that drone shot. I wonder if every NFL team is going to do that. The Star and the entire Dallas Cowboys complex. Holy crap. I just saw the Miami Dolphins one the other day. That was good. I'm wondering if the Buccaneers are going to eventually have this one. When they did that, if you've seen the video of the drone of the Dallas Cowboys facility and the Star and everything with it, they had 3 hours and 15 takes to do that thing. And that's it. That's how much, that wasn't done on the first take. It's amazing when you see something, right? And you think, oh, wow. and they nailed it on the 15th and final take. That's the thing. They had to do it, and they did it. But, boy, it looked good. But as far as on the field for the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones said this week, Jerry said, Dak's thrown with accuracy. If we were having to play against Tampa, he'd be starting, and we'd feel great about it. So Dak Prescott is full go. Full go doesn't mean that you are 100%. It means we're giving you the okay to go full go. Go for it. Go for it. Get out there and do your thing. Chicago Bears, that's going to be Sunday, October 24th. That's going to be the home game at Ray J. That'll be a 4:25 start. Justin Fields has looked really good. Andy Dalton got booed. Justin Fields said on the fans that were booing him, he goes, that was disrespectful. You know, when they were cheering my name, and Andy Dalton was in there, he goes, they've got to trust in coach to make sure he's making the right decisions. So the Bears, what do you think? When it's October 24th and the Bucs are playing at Ray J against the Chicago Bears, is it going to be Justin Fields? Is it going to be Andy Dalton? The Jets, I'm keeping an eye on the Jets. I'm keeping a close eye on all of the Buccaneer opponents. Now, that is going to be a January 2nd game. Are you going to be a little bit hungover? If you're hungover at this stage of your game, come on now. Come on now. Anyway, that's going to be at the Meadowlands. That's a 1 o'clock game. Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson has really looked good against the twos, against the threes. Pro Football Focus has him second among quarterbacks right now. But again, it's against second string and third string. And there's no way, as a rookie, and really there's nobody to mentor him. Yeah, Robert Saleh is a good coach, but there's no veteran quarterback. There's going to be a learning curve. But the one thing about Zach Wilson that I think that has surprised some, he gets rid of it quickly. He has not made a turnover. Even if you're playing against twos and threes, he hasn't made a turnover, and he is able to throw it downfield. I think this kid's going to be a good one, Zach Wilson. What about by the time the Bucs play him January 2nd? Will it be like a Justin Herbert situation by the end of the year? You know what I'm saying? What else we got? Oh, the Patriots. The Patriots. The Patriots. That's the big game. That's the big ticket item if you're in the Foxborough, Massachusetts, up the Mass Pike. So Mac Jones, he has looked, I think, better than anticipated, better than expected, right? And you got the whole COVID procedures or protocol. Cam Newton, he was away from the facility, didn't understand. There was a misunderstanding. Jones had looked phenomenal in the joint practice. Bill Belichick isn't saying nothing on that. You know, behind closed doors, they got to be like, damn it. Damn it. So that's what's going on. That's what we'll do for now. And by the way, Bengals Joe Burrow, he Sunday versus the Dolphins, he is going to start, first time since tearing his ankle. The Broncos named Teddy Bridgewater the starting quarterback. Drew Lock is the backup. Drew Lock came out. He was really, really good. He's like, it's disappointing. I am bummed out, but you know what? I'm here to help. That's hard to do. When somebody has taken your job or you've given them that, you know, you haven't earned it, they've got it, and then also to help them, that ain't easy to do. All right. My thank you to Bill Curry Ford, presented by Bill Curry Ford. This is Bucks Kickoff. Go to BillCurryFord.com. Go to their showroom. See Sean Sullivan, BillCurryFord.com, the Bucks discount, the Joe Bucks fan discount. All right. I'm ready. First team offense, let's go. My thanks to Dave Moore for stopping by the Bucks Kickoff. You heard from Brady. It was a lot harder coming back this camp than he's let on. But all that right now, let's bring it. Let's dominate. Let's see that first team offense. Let's see a running attack. Let's see the GOAT do his thing against Lovie Smith. Oh, you know what? You know what? I'm not even going to give you my Lovie Smith. There's no need. Lovie, best of luck to you as defensive coordinator. I hope you're Buccaneer ready. And I will talk to you before opening day's kickoff, 24 hours before the kickoff. This is Bucks Kickoff. My name is Rock Riley. all season long. I'm going to be bringing it exclusively. Honored to be on JoeBucksFan.com.